on the boat and you start heading out. You're going to head back out toward that glacier-ridden lake, and then you're going to start heading east. And the captain and Zorik working together. Give me 2 survival checks.
Everyone?
No. Just Zorik, because he's assisting the captain.
13.
Okay. What the hell was that?
23.
Excellent. So 14 is where you're going to be in the river, and you're trying to assist with navigating through the ice. And I assume everyone's kind of helping along with that as well. Keeping an eye out, making sure there's nothing on the horizon. But then, so that's pretty average, a little above average getting through. But then once you find that river that the elder described to you, you're able to navigate pretty quickly. And using your maps that you've created together, you feel very confident that you're on the right way. And you make decent time. And for all of you here, you all start to feel the air is warming up a little bit more. It's whipping still because you're still on pretty much open plains. Mm. But at least it's getting warmer and warmer as you go. And the temperature kind of evens out where you're not like frigid anymore, but it's still crisp. It's still crispy.
Winter garb, we could take off like one layer.
Yes. If you're 3 layers deep, you could take off 2.
Okay, gotcha.
You're a little bit easier going.
Okay. Feel the...
So, let's say you... Okay. So now, the river can only take you so far to where he described the mountain. So there's a point where you're going to have to leave the boat behind. So you are able to find a little bit of an outcropping, and you're going to have to leave the boat. So you stop, and you part ways from the captain.
Okay. Bye, see ya.
Bye, see ya?
What?
Oh. Captain says, I'll stay right here, and I will, you know, keep the boat in shape, and we'll just hang out here. How long should we be waiting for you?
Hard to tell that.
Well, no. According to the... from what the elder said, it was about 3 days' journey.
From where they are to where you are. So you've already taken about a day and a half away from that because you were on the river. So it's about another day or so to the mountain.
3-4 days, then?
Okay.
That sounds right. Mm-hmm. If we're not back by the 5th morning, assume tragedy befell us.
I will give you double that. I will, if it takes 4 days, I will give you 8 before I worry.
Appreciate.
And if anything dangerous comes your way, just scooch down the river a little. go back to the village.
Okay, that sounds good too.
Don't be a sitting duck. Mm. That's my whole thing.
Okay, so you start heading off on foot. You've got your bags packed up, got all your gear ready.
Buttoning up my pelt.
It's not too cold right now.
Yeah, but you gotta bring whatever you
gotta bring everything.
Because you don't know if it gets colder.
Yeah. So, you start trekking, and it seems like a fairly easy trek. There are a few foothills here and there. There's a lot of bramble and brush at times, but the forest is a standard forest. You guys feel great. You guys feel at home.
Yep.
I need survival checks. So, I'd like forever... If anybody wants to roll with advantage, 1 or 2 people advantage, or however you feel.
I have very good survival.
What is your survival?
+5.
+5?
+3.
+3. Anybody else? Simon? Okay. 0. So why don't we do this? 0. Because there's a lot of you. I'll say Zorik can give you guidance and help you out and give you advantage.
Okay.
And then you two give me also some rolls as well. For you guys, I'll say it's to find food and to find safe passage, and for
Zorik, so roll twice.
No, one of you advantage, or both of you together, whoever you want to do.
Natural 20, 25.
25? Okay.
14.
You got 14.
And then,
Are you adding the guidance to that?
Oh, 14. 14
and a 4?
Yeah.
27.
27.
Oh. We'll go with him.
No. Different things. He's the one who's helping, guiding you. You are showing him the right way. he is actually finding the location of the mountain. You guys food. Are making sure there's safe passage and food. Water, something like that. So because that's what you guys do. That's what you're that's your natural.
The mountain is that way.
But he knows where the mountain is, so he's guiding you.
Okay.
So with everybody working together and being determined, you guys are able to find a safe place to camp, and you know you're right on track. If there's any tiredness or anything like that, that'll go away. Are you guys going to, well, if you spend the night in the woods, are you guys going to do shifts, or do you feel comfortable?
We can do watches. I'll
There's always, there has to be a watch all the time.
Okay.
100%. Three shifts of two people?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you guys want to role play out? The night will pass without incident. But I just want to know if there's anything anybody wants to role play.
Almost feels like we're...
Do some exercises with my axe.
Sure.
And I'll be like this with my boomerang. Right. Trying to get used to it. Rather than going like this, I'm going vertical.
She'll probably give me a shave, too, since...
Okay.
Yeah, that's
you're,
a thing.
You're getting scruffy
now. Yeah. They didn't want me, my normal look. Look clean.
Clean.
I prefer him.
For every day that we are settling down for the evening, if I have the spell slot, I just want to declare that I'm going to be casting Alarm on our camp.
Alarm? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was expecting something different, but go ahead. I'm sorry. I was expecting Goodberry, because I know you're the king of Goodberry. So I was like, and Goodberry? Okay. Okay, so Alarm. Anything you want
to
do?
I am going to take my Wondrous Instrument and probably just create music and... like along with all of the figures and things that appear, and at one point when I think no one's watching, I try to create an illusionary figure of my brother.
Okay. Are you trying to do this in secret or not?
In secret.
Mm-hmm. So you're just trying to practice quietly, like so
practice quietly, and to try to like, this is gonna sound stupid, but like get the feelings out in songs so that I can, you know what I mean?
Okay. No, I understand. I get it. That makes sense.
I don't know if you understand this motion, because I don't...
I didn't fully understand this motion. This, like, up and down kind of spraying of emotions.
Apparently, if you're athletic, maybe it's like a free throw. I don't know, but that's what I'm doing.
Right. It looked like you were more putting stuff on the shelf.
All right.
Okay. Like, from the counter to the shelf. From the counter to the shelf. All right, guys. So then... Simon, do you want to do anything while you guys are camping down, reading through spells, reading through books?
I have my books and I have the bird.
Okay.
So I'm packing up stuff for the bird, and I'm making sure I have the book that I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do anything with the bird while you're here?
No.
Okay.
I have his stuff, you know, to feed him and...
That's fine.
I also want to take time in the evening to continue to do cartography for our journey. So I want to make like a map trail of where we're going.
Okay.
So that everything gets connected.
Okay. Simon, while everyone's kind of doing their charting and cooking and doing their music and practicing with their weapons, you take a moment and you take out your books.
Yes.
And you remember that you have that diary.
Of course, yes.
So you think, oh, let's see if there's anything new in there, right? Because you're waiting for information. So as you're kind of sitting there, you start flipping through, and you see on one of the last pages there, you see a little scribble of more information. And you see, in the same handwriting, something about investigating a village that seemed to have been experimenting on the people. Mm. And that the people seem lethargic. And this is fascinating to you.
Oh,
and
this is
in the book it's written, this could be something. Like, this could be something important. This could be a lead on one of the stones. That the people of this town are being affected. And that she's trying to find the location of the town. And when she knows more, she'll put information here for you.
Do I share this?
You do what you want with it, but that's what you read.
Okay, I think I like to.
Sure.
And I let them know what was written in my book.
Okay.
Just to get an idea of an opinion or, you know,
okay.
something from them.
So as you guys are kind of all messing around for the evening, trying to rest your feet
right.
and pack up your bag and everything, Simo comes to you all and says, I found something. Mm. And he tells you, it looks as though there's reports of a town that's been experimented on. The entire town has become very sleepy and lethargic. And it could be a lead.
Is that near us, or is that where we go from here next?
It's they don't know the location yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that does sound like it's something, Simon.
Okay, I don't want to make it sound urgent or anything, but I think it's something of importance.
I would definitely agree. That's something to keep in mind as we travel.
Correct.
Across a town where everyone seems lethargic.
Right. And, like I said, you know, we'll see what else we'll find out.
Sure. Okay. So, you pack up the next morning, and because you guys really feel confident about where you are, you know you're not far from where he kind of described was the general location. So, Ulrich, give me another survival check.
Gladly.
And if you guys want to give me one with advantage or one each, whatever you want to do.
Guidance as well.
Each.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not good?
With one and a two with advantage.
Holy shit!
Guidance was decent. 10.
All right. 10.
12.
12? Okay, I mean, it's good. So, you feel very good. With advantage, one and a two.
Natural one and a natural two with advantage.
Wow, yeah.
That sucks.
Well, decent on guidance, though, so at least got me to 10.
Yeah. You're walking, but you remember that he didn't tell you an exact location. And as you are approaching, the mountain doesn't look exactly what you thought it was going to. And there's a few times that you're about to step in some, you know, feces, and Adam is like, yo, man, not that. And, like, he kind of... You know, pats you on the back, like, no, walk this way. And there's a few moments where you're kind of...
Está caca aquí.
And there's a few moments where you're kind of like, oh, shit, all right. And it takes a little bit of time, but you get to this mountain ridge. And the mountain ridge is very interesting because it kind of comes out of nowhere. It doesn't look natural. So... Because of your background and because of your information on the giants that you've already witnessed, roll me two more nature checks. So nature and nature.
7.
Okay.
13.
Okay. 7, not high enough to pass, but with the 13, right?
13.
I would say 13. As you approach it, you realize that this mountain range is probably the one that was built by the giants.
I share that.
It doesn't look natural, but it looks like it's been there for a while and has settled. But it's a large mountain, straight, flat in front of you. There's no way to get around it or over it or maybe over it, but there's no way to like walk around it. So it's just kind of sitting there. Do you guys have any idea of what you want to do?
What do you recommend, Sorek?
What does the terrain look like? Are we seeing any trees? Is anything like, or is it just rock? Are we in like Scotland?
A little bit of Scotland. No, more trees. There are a lot of trees that you're in. You're in a forest right now with very thin, very tall trees.
Pine?
No, not really pine, but more of like, I'm trying to find a photo for you, but like very thin, very tall trees. And then it kind of looks like there's a little bit of a gap before, maybe like a gap of like 20 feet of just, you know, nature of the floor with some brush and stuff like that before you hit this rock wall. And the rock wall doesn't really have anything on it. It just looks like maybe 100 feet, and it just looks like it's solid wall.
Like to investigate the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see if there's any writing, any places to any buttons, any looking for like a secret passage.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Simon, can you communicate with your bird?
I'm sorry?
Can you communicate with your bird?
Yes.
Good question. Excellent.
Yes,
I don't
can.
Know.
Yes,
go read Find Familiar.
Well, I'll let you know.
While she's reading, I will say You can walk up to it, and you can start investigating and seeing if you see anything. Roll me an investigation check.
Got it.
As he's doing this, he's pretty obviously trying to find some information here. What are you guys doing?
I'm waiting to see if Simon can talk to his herd.
The area we're in, is there any, like, small woodland creatures? Squirrels, rabbits, badgers, and the like.
I got animal handling.
You know, because I have speaks with small beasts. So,
okay. Roll me a nature check again. So you can find maybe droppings and try to locate them. Go ahead, Simon.
It doesn't say anything there about the bird, as far as I can see, if I'm reading this correctly, of course.
With find familiar, you are able to communicate telepathically.
Did you look at the spell?
I rolled a 14.
I'd rather have a healer than combat.
Sorry, guys. I know I'm tough on you when I know the information. I still am asking you because I want you guys to learn it.
Yeah.
Because if I always give the answer, then you might not learn it. So even though I know something takes half damage, I will say, does that take half damage? Because I want you guys to learn it as well. Because I think it will make everybody better. Go ahead, Mom.
Of course it was under Find Familiar.
Yes, that's what I said.
Sorry. I didn't know. So I'm looking at
There's no apology.
So, is it possible for you to communicate to your bird to fly over the wall and just survey the area to see what they see?
Is it smart enough to do that? I think that's quite possible.
Yes. So, Simon, trying to help you out. Well, Mom, trying to help you out. Find familiar. You call your bird. Your bird will appear in your hand. You can ask your bird to fly up. But then there's a moment where you can close your eyes and you can see what the bird sees.
I do remember that
now. And
you
can hear what the bird hears.
Okay.
So when you call your bird and you say, please fly over this way, the bird will go.
Yes.
Because it can obey your command.
Okay.
And then within 100 or so feet, you can see within its eyes.
Okay.
Okay?
So I will do that.
Okay. Describe it to me.
Okay. I will take my bird and tell him to fly over a certain area. I will see... In a couple of days, I will hear and see the exact same thing he's seeing and hearing.
Okay.
Good plan.
Okay?
Good plan.
Okay. It's going to the right, towards the right. Okay? Okay. Is that all right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell me.
I'm going to send him towards the right.
Okay.
And then he'll scope.
But over the wall.
Over the wall?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So that he can scope everything, I guess.
Okay. So hold on to this for 1 second. So Zorik... As you are looking around, you're right up on this stone wall, and you can see the point where the natural stone turns into what looks like a man-made avalanche almost, right? So you can see that. And then as you're kind of looking around, you don't really see a button. Remind me the number you got again, 17?
14.
14. So... I will tell you this, it's going to happen kind of at the same time, so give me a moment when you hear this, is that as you are walking around the wall line, you can see that there's actually like a hand in the stone like that, hidden and covered, and it looks like you don't see anything else, you just see this like hand like this. In this rock wall, like embedded into the rock wall.
How big is the hand?
Giant size.
It is a giant size hand, okay.
Giant size.
Okay, so now I'm gonna flip back to Simon. Simon, the bird goes straight up the wall, cresses the wall. So I think the spell is, to me it's tricky, because whenever I use this spell, it's kind of tricky. You can still see within his eyes, but you can't communicate unless he's within 100 feet. So you told him what to do, he's flying around. So he goes up the wall and out, and in here you can actually see that it goes into a valley, and in the valley there is a lake and a small village on the outside of the lake, and then past that you can see a forest made of stone, but you can see the water is still running and you can see that this village is still sitting there. And that's it. That's what you can see.
Okay.
Do you want to investigate any further?
I don't know if I should, or would everybody be willing to investigate that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bird, you can't really tell him to do anything anymore, but he's flying way high up in the air, but you do see that this looks like the right place.
Okay, so he comes back, the bird, okay. And then we'll let them know what I saw.
Okay. Okay. So everybody, you have confirmation from Simon right now that this is the right location. Okay.
I will also share the handprint that I found.
Okay. So it's not even just a handprint. You actually see a stone hand.
Okay.
Oh, a stone hand. Yes. Sorry.
So now he shares that he sees the stone hand. How does everybody react to that? Does anybody want to do anything?
How tall is the wall?
About 100 feet.
Intrigued, excited, and even angry because of how this happened. Mm. It's like I want to climb the wall.
You want to climb the wall? Go for it.
All right.
You don't have anything that gives you a climbing speed, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just going to... like, movement, see if there's anything for climbing speed.
Oh, look at
the features and traits, maybe?
Acrobatics?
Well, that's it. That's what the check would be. Does it say anything about a climbing speed? No, I don't think so, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, as you go over to the wall...
Okay.
They'll pick you up.
Oh, yeah. Adam will...
He's going to boost you?
Yeah, he'll boost me a little bit, and then I'll go up.
Okay, so there's going to be checks every once in a while to make sure you don't fall. Yeah. So you...
But Adam's there just in case.
Just in case.
He'll catch
you. So he pops you up. So I would say the first, let's say, 10 feet are clear because he's helped you and you have that skill. But now for the next 10 feet, give me... It's not acrobatics.
Because my checks are going.
Athletics?
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics is more of like jumping. Athletics is strength because you're trying to hold on. DM, what do you think?
Mm.
Is she like climbing? That would be athletics.
Athletics.
It would be more athletics.
Because it's strength. You have to hold on to the wall. That's strength.
You're trying to flip off the wall. Nice
that place,
that's acrobatics.
If you were trying to jump and like make a flip and land, that's...
Yeah, I was going to say, what if I, like, try to do it on a speedy way, like, jump, and then
parkour,
jump, and then, you know what I mean? Almost like a spider.
If you give me more information on it, I can lower the DC, but it's still going to be athletics. Because
we're still going to run under athletics.
Yeah, because it's still more of, like, a strength kind of situation.
I don't know, just go for it.
Plus six would have helped.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem, is that, like, we can have a wizard try to do it, too. Let's see what happens.
All right, I'll try it. 9.
I would say after about another 10 feet, you're going to lose your grip, and you're going to fall into Adam's arms.
Aww. But he catches me, and that's okay. And I'm not losing a hit point, so...
Is there a way around this wall?
No.
Does anybody have rope?
But as...
We should all have rope.
You
we should all
have
mountain
climbers, though. You all have the feet of rope. So, as you... I don't think anybody got climbing gear, right? Anybody got pittance?
Well, other than rope.
There's actually something in D&D that is specifically spelunking gear. So, okay. So, as you are attempting to climb up, you kind of lose your grip, and you... And you plop back into Adam's arms pretty easily. But once you land in his arms, you feel this, like, shaking and rumbling. And the mountain looks like it's shifting in front of you.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And you see that hand again pull itself out. And you see it looks like the mountain itself, the wall itself, pulls itself out. And you see a giant in front of you made out of stone.
Oh.
And he goes to reach down and grab you.
Of course, as I woke it up, I tickled him. Oops.
And he attempts to reach down and grab you.
Well, I dash away.
Okay.
Run away. Dash. Tell Adam.
But you fell in my arms.
Yeah, but I jump out. Come on, let's go.
So he misses. He does try to grab you, but he misses you.
Okay.
When he tries to grab you,
yes,
and he misses, and then he will look around to all of you.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, that wasn't on my list of what happened today.
And he tries to reach for you as you're speaking.
Okay.
Do you let him pick you up?
Yep.
He picks you up.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh!
And he shakes you.
My name is Ulrich Joran. We are here on a noble quest.
Lies!
Zone of Truth.
Ooh. What is that?
I cast Zone of Truth. It is a magical field in which I cannot lie.
Me too?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you?
My name is Ulrich Joran. These are my friends. We are here on a noble quest.
What is?
Find I.
Who's I?
Do I want to figure your name? It's bad I. Very bad. Evil.
Why evil?
Make people...
die.
No. I was going to say make people like stone. That might piss them off. To say that that's evil and bad. hurt people. Stone hurts people. I hurts people. We no want people hurt.
Protect people?
Yes.
How?
By finding I and...
smashing.
What I do?
You can start by putting me down.
No. I.
Oh.
What do?
Hurt people. Very bad.
How?
Freeze them.
Freeze in stone?
Suspect us, yes.
Clear!
Oops.
You're one to talk!
I take it back. He's still holding you.
Yeah. I have my arms crossed now. Now I'm aggravated.
How you get I?
I point to the direction we're going in. In there.
I protect.
You protect the eye?
I protect forest.
In that case, I ask your permission to allow us to enter.
You get I, you destroy I.
Yes.
Then what?
We go after the next I.
What happened when I go?
People safe.
I know protect?
You can protect. They will be extra safe. Double secret safe.
Okay. And he takes you. He throws you up. Ah! And he throws you up on top of the mountain ridge.
Well,
just you or them?
I need them.
Okay. And he goes to pick up Adam, who's holding Lagatha.
Just go with it. It's tons of fun.
No. You too. Yes? Yes.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
You. You tickle. And he points to Lagatha. You tickle! And then he goes, and he, one by one, he starts picking you up and putting you on top of the mountain.
Okay.
And before I end it here, you all take a look at the valley below you. And when you see the valley below, you notice something very odd. Not only is it made of stone, but the village, you see smoke coming from the chimneys.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. And you see in the far distance people walking on the paths.
Oh shit.
That's right.